98.7.
Smooth Jazz V98.7 Sweet Love, and that, of course, Detroit's own Anita Baker. I always love saying Detroit's own because we are so proud of Anita. Madison Lee is here with Anita Baker.
Hey, Madison.
Good morning.
Kevin Sanderson
good
is here.
Good morning.
And, of course, the whole studio audience out there. Go say hi to all of them.
Their cameras.
Isn't that great? Don't you love Merv Griffin coming all the way here just to see us?
Videographers. Wow.
You have a big show coming up, Anita, and they're all big shows. And let's just start out. This has got to be a question everyone asks you. I even get asked this once in a while. Sometimes I get asked to leave, but sometimes I get asked, why did you decide to stay? Your home is here. You raise your kids here. You are obviously an international artist. Give us the reason. I'm sure Detroiters want to know. Why Detroit?
There's that four-letter word, home. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Great.
I lived in L.A. for like 5 years. You know, standing on the overpass of the 405, I always felt like, you know, Dorothy with a basket and a dog in it. I just didn't belong there. I lived just outside New York for a couple of years, and I feel naked anyplace else. I feel whole here. You know, it's the Great Lakes State. I need the water. I need the wilderness. I need that nature.
You need the 15 climates.
Yes, certainly.
You need the rain one day, the snow the next day.
It's boring with all that sunshine on the west.
Well, and musically, obviously, it all started here for you.
Sure.
And I always love telling everyone. And I mean, and keep in mind, I'm a foreigner. I came here.
You know? You're no foreigner, man. Get out of here.
Well, but you know, I mean, from Canada.
From Canada. You know? It doesn't apply.
Well, I can tell you this. It doesn't. You're right. It doesn't apply as long as I've been here. But, you know, the idea of growing up, it was Detroit. It wasn't L.A. or New York.
Oh, my goodness.
It was Detroit.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, coming up back in the day, if you were a musician and you were traveling and they said, where are you from? And you said Detroit, they stood back.
That's it. There you go.
They would stand back and they would give much respect because it's just in the water here. Everybody definitely knows it.
Right. You know? Wow. Definitely. And the tradition here with singers, obviously a big one.
Yeah.
And we can certainly go back. We can certainly mention Aretha, and we can certainly go on and on.
Give us those
influences.
Oh my gosh. I mean, come on. Aretha, Martha Reeves, Smokey Robinson, one of the greatest songwriters of our time.
Right.
And the Four Tops, oh my goodness, it's Diana Ross. Diana Ross, she was the first person that I saw on Ed Sullivan that looked like me. I'm like, I could do that. I immediately went and put a towel on my head and, you know, and stop. And that's all the girls were doing back then. There was three of us in front of the mirror singing Stop in the Name of Love.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, you go to Europe, you go abroad, and they are idolized. They are, you know, beyond iconic, even now.
Well, so what an honor, I mean, to carry on that tradition, because now, obviously, your name, whether you like it or not, is right in there with all of them. When people mention Detroit, they mention Anita Baker. That's got to feel incredible.
It makes me misty. Yeah. I'll take it.
Well, and you're not the only one, because I used to stand in front of a mirror with a towel over my head, too.
I just
there's an image there that I get such a kick out of. Now, Madison Lee, obviously a big Anita Baker fan. I don't want to take up the whole conversation.
I'm a big Madison fan.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
Your voice, my goodness.
Thank you.
It's just amazing.
You know, I've seen you more times than any other artist that I've ever seen live, and that was even before radio. I've been counting, even in Jersey.
Really?
I've been a fan for a long time. Every single CD is my favorite, and I want to ask you about a couple of them.
Sure.
Actually, do you have any favorites of your own, and what did it feel like when you did compositions?
Wow. My favorites, you know, are kind of the obscure ones. Is most musicians, we pick the No One to Blame.
Oh,
is a favorite, which I've never done it live. I don't know why. Sweet Love is a favorite for a myriad of reasons. It's like the second song we hit my entire live performance career. Cannot do a live show without it. Gotta have it. It gives me the energy I need. You know, certain songs just give it to you. And what was it like recording compositions?
Yes.
It was like this setting right here. There weren't a lot of booths to separate us. The drums were separated. It was just like this forum right here. It was this close. Oh, we were, we could touch.
It felt intimate.
When it was live.
It was live. It was intimate. And the energy is there. I mean, for Fairy Tales, we just vamped until everybody got tired of playing. Yeah. I mean, matter of fact, the end of the vamp is like Steve Ferrone going, can we stop playing now?
That's the magic of so many great records that were recorded.
Oh, my goodness.
Know, because we don't have enough time to talk about what happens today that doesn't give us that result.
And it gets diluted. Yeah, it's like everything. It needs to be instant, and live is not instant. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get magic moments where you get exactly what you came for in a couple of seconds, but it's rare. It takes time, and I've been fortunate that I've never taken a dime to put in my pocket. My budget goes to my record.
Right. Well, I thought I was the only one crazy enough to do that.
Listen, but I spent all the money. You get it back, though, I think, if you put it in there, if you invest it with the right...
No doubt. Attitude. No, and that's the motivation anyway. What are we going to do with the money? We'd put it back anyway.
Yeah, man.
That's what it's about. Well, listen, now come on. Yeah, I feel like I'm down and we're hanging out at a club downtown.
Yeah, we are.
I'm getting advice from Anita. Yeah, man.
You should take it.
Come on. Hey, come on. I don't mind. Once I've done that twice, taking advice. The towel on the head, I got that from you. I never did that prior to talking with you. Hey, come on. Tell us about Sarah Vaughan. Am I the only one that hears Sarah Vaughan in your singing? I can't be.
That's a compliment that's way, way up there in the stratosphere. I appreciate it.
She's my... I love her.
Goddess. Yeah. Goddess. Yeah. Her photo is on my piano. She was just always playing in my house with Nancy Wilson and Mahalia Jackson. And my voice has been this deep since I was like 12. So I really felt like a misfit. And then I could hear her like swooping from the low contraltos up to first soprano.
Amazing,
and I'm like, okay. I'm not, a misfit.
Yeah. Well, it wound up in there because I hear it in the phrasing. And the very first time I ever heard a new
I stole baby, everything I could.
Well, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
And such a great musician.
Thank
Listen,
you.
Tell us about this amazing show and what it's like to come home. You're coming home. Oh. I mean, DTE Energy Music Theater. Yeah. It's got to be fun. The cars will be parked for it. Didn't you say?
All the way back.
Cars will be parked for 16 miles.
Oh, she can put it on lockdown.
Yeah. People will be getting
I was in there.
Yeah,
you were there last year?
I was almost there.
Almost there, yeah.
See, and this is what I want to tell people. Please start early.
Get early.
Yeah.
Please. This is a all-day thing. Come into the township early. Have dinner there.
Yeah.
Get a good parking space. If you don't have seats under the shed, come early so you can get a good space on the pavilion. Mm-hmm. But this is all day and all night. I mean, we make it worth your while. This is not some little hour and a half choreographed show. Mm-hmm. This is spontaneous. We laugh together. We're singing together. There's about 13,000 people.
Wow.
Singing the chorus of Rapture. Okay? Yeah. It's craziness.
Drink wine. Anita Palooza.
Come on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Come on.
This is it.
This is what we... I mean, you know.
No, of course. No, seriously.
The summer shed seasons. This is what it's about. Outdoors.
Yeah.
You can tailgate if you wanna. But it's a family show. We just like to keep it clean, people.
You got to be kidding,
Baker. You got to start out early. Do the boys
come to the concert, to the Detroit concert?
Oh yeah, they come to these. They bring all their buds and they run around backstage like they own the joint.
Of course. Do they listen at all at any point?
Oh, my oldest son is a drummer.
Oh, good. So he's checking out.
He doesn't act like he listens to what I do, but he's a drummer, so he's getting it from somewhere.
Well, but for him, it's Ma.
Absolutely.
Not a star. Absolutely. And that's the way it should be.
Absolutely.
B98.7. We're excited about it. You have an orchestra this year? Is it small ensemble?
This is a brand new rhythm section. Excuse me, pardon me. I'm basically a rhythm section singer. Someday, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do something like that. Go to Carnegie Hall, one day and do that.
Come on, let's do it. This is not a mercenary pitch here, but I haven't heard any flute with your songs.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
It's only because it's only because when we're recording, you have so many things that you do. You are a Renaissance man.
Oh, really?
So you're just like, you know, never available.
He's that
I run
too?
Into you at clubs and things like that.
I am. I'm as tall as the Renaissance Center. I never thought of that. I'm a Renaissance man.
Get out.
No, I am. Come on now. You know what? I work relatively cheap for friends. Relatively. Come on. Call
relatively.
The guy.
Relatively. Yeah.
Really, seriously, yeah. Think about it. Nita Baker, Serbian flute guy. Come on. It's perfect. Think of the new markets
we're doing it around town. Just the visual. The audio is not far behind.
One day it'll all come together.
I don't really see why not.
Great. Well, listen, it's all going to come together. DTE Energy Music Theater.
Yay.
Get there early. Line up. It's Anita Palooza.
Yes.
A full day.
It will be.
All Anita. Drink the wine. Memorize the lyrics.
Come on.
Get up there and have them stand up.
Yeah,
and
you
sing.
Don't have to get dressed up. It's a t-shirt, blue jean thing. It's you know, it's nature. It's an outdoor venue.
Great. Well, listen, and of course, next time we got to meet. And come on, we might as well share with everyone the story. And I did, didn't I tell everyone?
You sure did.
I told everyone already. Yeah. I'm walking into Selden Blues, ooh. And there's this lovely lady standing out in front, and no one's paying any attention to you.
No.
I'm waiting for the entourage.
I'm so low profile.
I go, where are the security guards?
I'm so low profile.
You are very low profile.
Absolutely.
And I walk up, and all of a sudden, oh, there, Anita. And so we walked in arm to arm, and to make matters funnier, because obviously if you're going to get caught pretending you're on a date, going to a Detroit news event.
Oh, you know, please.
Are there any reporters here?
And only 100.
And then we walked in, and next thing you know, see Anita, one of the owners of the restaurant? Look what she does for a free meal. And then and they all looked at us.
Rim shots, please.
No, but you were honored.
Where's the drummer when you need one?
You're being humble because you were honored as a Michiganian of the year that night.
Absolutely.
And
the
very, very deservedly so, by
thank
the way.
Thank you. The festivities were held at Selden Blues, and you actually happened on the scene as I was trying to explain to a young valet that even though this was a private event, mm-hmm. I could go in. And he debated with me.
He didn't know who
he was. You know, but it was cute. It was so cute. He was just doing his job. He says, ma'am, this is a private event tonight. And, you know, I'm not really allowed to valet for uninvited guests. And and then you just happened right. Johnny on the spot.
And of course, because I was laying for it. I was up in. Is she here yet? And of course, you know what you have to be proud.
And he was so smooth. He didn't miss a beat. He didn't step quickly. He was just gliding. To my aid.
He only misses beats here.
Yeah, only here. So grab my arm, babe.
Absolutely.
We got dinner to eat.
Arm and
I think
arm.
That's what. Did I say that? No, probably not.
No.
I don't think I talk like that.
No.
I don't think but you know, at least you didn't play the card where you looked at the kid. You know, where you look at the kid and you go like this. You go. Don't you know who I am?
Oh, please, let's not do that.
You know, the only time I tried that, it backfired because I said, "This I'm Alexander's uncle." You know what the kid said to me? My grandfather has all your albums.
Mm.
I never said that again.
I get to my mom, and I know you because my mom says that she played your music when I was in her womb or something like that.
Oh, my
goodness.
Which is
fine. But no, you never do the don't you know. I mean, you're really like hurting yourself there.
Yeah, oh, of course.
You know, we don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, listen, it is a pleasure. Detroit is so proud of you, and we are.
We are.
And a pleasure to have you here this morning.
Thank you, Madison. Thank you.
And we will. I'd love to come down to the show. What time does the show start?
Maybe we're going to start at 7:30 is on the ticket. We wait till 8 because we try to let people get in. But it just goes until the audience decides it doesn't.
Well, maybe I'll sneak out of the jazz festival this weekend. Seriously, because I'm not performing Saturday.
You know, you're right.
I can disappear.
There's no reason not to.
As soon as Terrence Blanchard starts playing, you know, I'll just kind of look up and go, heard it before, gotta go.
I won't
do that. Terrence Blanchard, you're kidding me? Spike Lee will kill me.
No, but you know, he's a label mate, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he is.
That's right. Well, listen, it is such a pleasure. You've given us more time than certainly I deserve.
It's my pleasure. I'm so glad I'm here. I mean, I walk in the front door and my you know, album is right there by the entrance. I appreciate you guys so much.
Well, we love playing your music, and obviously everyone loves it. And look forward to it. You got to come back. We'll talk more music. We'll talk more about Detroit. But the main thing is get out to DTE Energy Music
Club,
Theater. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's just do a club date.
We'll just
I got connections.
Get a booth and I think so.
No, I mean I'm talking about a performance.
Like I heard something like that.
I own this town, Anita.
I know. I know. The music side of it anyway.
I'm telling you, Mr. Baker is I'm going to
open. No, but I mean that's a stroke of genius down there. It's a beautiful place. I mean, whenever, you know, folks come in from out of town, I say, "Look, I got this great place.
Yeah,
the food is great. Yeah. We get some great music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the things that I talk about. When I was coming up, there was always some place to perform.
Yes, I know. Live. I know. I tell people the same thing. Yeah. We had a real farm system.
Sure.
You know, Al Jarreau talks about this too. Whenever we talk to him, and we talk to him about what's going on today in music, mm-hmm. he says, well, we had places.
No place for them to hone it. They pull them off the street, they put them in these clothes, and they throw them out there.
That's right.
And they expect them to perform, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and they can sing, but they have no jokes. Doesn't work.
Well,
can't work that way. You need years in the clubs.
Don't you know it?
Okay. All right. I think we've come to some conclusions. Anita. I got it now. Anita Baker's Keyboard Lounge. No, maybe not. Let me work on another name.
That doesn't sound so good.
We'll find a name. You need to have a club.
Okay.
We need to open a club. That's an
idea. It's in my car. Ba-dum-bum.
Okay. Okay. See that?
I got a club.
Go down
to,
you go down to DT Energy. It's more than music. It's an adventure. It's Anita Palooza. And look, what a sense of humor. Now, do people know that you're a funny person like this?
On stage, this is what we do. This. You learn to talk on stage when you've come up in the clubs. You got to handle hecklers. There are people that don't understand that I have a microphone up there, and you can't really yell me.
It ain't going to work.
And it's funny to just watch them try. So I laugh.
They take a shot at me once in a while. But
it's okay. It's fun.
When you're as tall as the Renaissance Center...
What are they going to do?
You know? And if they get me really upset, I just put that towel on top of my head. I start dancing.
Oh, no.
All right, Anita, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Have fun. We'll see you this weekend.
You.
All right.
Thanks.